And now, Media Guilds International presents the Vegas Voice Actors. Join our talented actors as we broadcast from the exciting and beautiful city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Here is our host for this evening's show.
This is Beth Toy. Thank you for joining us at the all-new Vegas AllNet Radio. We are Media Guilds International, presents Vegas Voice Actors, and I'm hosting tonight with Sam Fratoff, and we would like to introduce you now to David and Karen from a wonderful band called Pentagogical Brass.
Yes, thank you.
Karen, how are you tonight?
Great, and you?
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your band, and what do you play, or what do you sing?
I play the trumpet.
Awesome.
And David plays bass trombone.
Nice.
You know, one thing I was wondering about was, could you explain to us the origins of the group, how it got together and how it got named and all of that?
Well, the name is something I made up. I had a brass quintet years ago, but we didn't have a name. And this time around, I thought, you know, I want to have a catchy name. And we're teachers. We're all teachers, all five of us that are in the group. And since there's five, that's penta. And pedagogue is a teacher, so I have pentagogical. And that's how we got the name Pentagogical Brass.
Interesting. I wondered about that. Now we know.
Yes, and as far as starting the group, as I said, I did have one a long time ago, and I had gotten away from playing. I was just doing a couple gigs here and there at churches, and I really just got away from practicing and really doing what I wanted to do because of my teaching schedule. And one day I was listening to a cut from a trumpet player that took off of the same teacher that I did, mm-hmm. and incidentally, David took off of the brother of this teacher, very famous brass teachers back east, the Shiner brothers. And I was listening to one of their most famous students, Paul Hubinon, play a cut on Maria, and I just got to thinking, I said, Karen, why are you not playing your trumpet? You should be playing your trumpet. And that's mm-hmm. when I called David immediately, and I said, we need to start the quintet again.
Awesome.
So you had been originally with this group in a different form, or...?
Yeah, we had some different players. David was in it last time around, too, but we had other players. And like I said, we never really did the business aspect of it. And this time I wanted to really start actively seeking jobs for us. And we used to just get together for fun. Now we do it for fun and to get some work.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Awesome.
I see. So how long has it been that the group's been in this form right now?
February 2012, I believe, was our first rehearsal.
Oh, I see. You know, I think this is a good spot to listen to an excerpt of some of the things that you do. Jazz from the Pentagogical Brass. Another thing that was I was curious about is that I've read some of the material on your group, and they seem to have a wide-ranging repertoire. And I was wondering, what types of groups have your members played in before?
I can answer that. They have played with so many different people on this trip. Walt, he's actually got to play with Frank Sinatra, and Karen and John, they actually were with the Las Vegas Brass, and John was actually the conductor of the Las Vegas Brass.
Really?
I also have played with the Nevada Symphony, and I know Walt has played with the Henderson Symphony. Also, on a different type of music, we had John has played with the Uncle Sugar and the Sweet Daddies. And I've also have got the opportunity to play with the Shintas.
I've seen their show.
Yeah, great show.
Wonderful.
I love playing with them. And Karen also has got to do with Kenny Rogers as well as Walt and myself.
I see. Cool. I see. How is it playing with the Shintas show? Were you the backup band or?
Yeah, there was. They actually added three horn players: trombone, trumpet, and saxophone. And we just added to their show. And we had to be on our toes because you never knew what was going to happen sometimes.
I see. I see a lot of spontaneous stuff going on.
Yes.
I see. Now there's five of you, and David, you play a trombone, and Karen plays the trumpet. And what are the other instruments?
Well, David plays the bass trombone. So in traditional brass quintets, there's usually a tuba in that spot. Mm-hmm. But I prefer the sound of the bass trombone. It's a little bit more, I don't want to say harsh. That's the wrong word. What am I looking for? Clear?
Yeah.
It's a cylindrical instrument. So I think it blends better with the rest of the instruments. And then we have a French horn. And then we have a tenor trombone. And then there's two trumpets. So it's two trumpets, French horn, tenor trombone, and bass trombone.
I see. I think it might be a good idea to listen to another excerpt from something you guys play. Thank you. That was a little bit of West Side Story, so we're wide-ranging here, as I said before.
Was that a live performance, or is that a studio performance?
That was actually from a rehearsal, a cut from a rehearsal. We try to record a lot of our rehearsals, and we happened to be in a nice hall that day at one of the schools, so we recorded it.
You know, I was wondering also, since you've sort of recently gotten together, what are some of your more recent performances that you've done in different situations?
Just recently, we played for the Nevada State College commencement ceremonies.
Oh.
We also have done played at churches, All Saints Episcopal Church.
Right.
And a while back, we had played for Music in the Parks at a local middle school. What was the name of it?
J.D. Smith.
J.D. Smith.
Mm-hmm. I see. So various events around the area you've gotten into. Is it your intention to make some recordings and things like that of your repertoire?
We would eventually like to do that. Obviously, that takes money. So the first thing we need to do is get some more jobs. And we also would like to start to break into the wedding scene and start doing a lot of weddings if we can.
Well, how can people get a hold of you? Do you have a website, phone number? What information would you like everyone to know tonight to find you?
Well, we have a website, pentagogicalbrass.com, and it has all of our contact. There's a contact form. There's my phone number. There's ways to get in touch with us through email.
Do you want to give your email right now?
Our email is pentagogical, PENTAGOGICAL @AOL.com, pentagogical@AOL.com, and then we have the pentagogicalbrass.com is our website, and lastly, we're on Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome. And is there a phone number in case anyone has their pen in hand? Is there a phone number they can reach you at?
Sure. It's 702-277-1362.
Okay. I hope everybody got that, and this is really exciting. Is there anywhere you're playing now that anyone could come and see you?
Not right now, no.
Okay, but soon.
Soon.
Well, soon, yes.
When you get your next job, your next gig, I guess I should say, let us know. We'll make sure we announce it on the air so that people know where to come and see you. And we've got a little bit of a third track that we can play a half a minute of. And Lawrence, let's hear it. You really sound really, really good. It's a great sound.
Thank you.
And did you have another track that you wanted to play? Or
we also wrote a sample of something that we would do at a wedding.
Something you would do at a wedding?
It's okay. Trumpet voluntary.
Okay, I guess we have that queued up. We'll play just a few seconds of that. Thank you. Anybody out there that has an upcoming wedding, this is the band for you. Is there anything else, any other information you'd like to give us while you're here or give to our listeners? Anything else you'd like to tell us about yourself?
Please follow us on Twitter or like our Facebook page, and you can find out all the information about our group, where we'll be working, and what's going on with the individual members.
We'd like everybody to remember that this is a local group, so if you're in the Las Vegas area at all and are thinking of hiring a group like this, please remember the information that we gave you.
Right. And we want to thank you so much for coming on our show tonight.
Yes, thank you very much for having us.
We have so enjoyed you being here, and we're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be back in a few seconds.